Chapter 7, the Lord asked, "What do you think, Subhuti? Is there any Dhamma which the Tathagata has fully known as the utmost right and perfect enlightenment, or is there any Dhamma which the Tathagata has demonstrated?" Subhuti replied, "No, not as I understand what the Lord has said and why." This Dhamma which the Tathagata has fully known or demonstrated, it cannot be grasped, it cannot be talked or talked about. It is neither a Dhamma nor a non-Dhamma. And why? Because an absolute exalts the holy persons. The Lord asked, "What do you think, Subhuti? Is there any Dhamma that the Tathagata has fully known as the utmost right and perfect enlightenment, or is there any Dhamma which the Tathagata has demonstrated?" Subhuti replied, "No, not as I understand what the Lord has said. And why? This Dhamma which the Tathagata has fully known or demonstrated, it cannot be grasped, it cannot be talked about, it is neither a Dhamma nor a non-Dhamma, no Dhamma. And why? Because an absolute exalts the holy person." In this chapter 7, there is two questions. What is Buddha? The second question is, what is Dhammas taught by Buddha? What is Dhamma, or what is Buddha? What are the Dhamma? What are Dhammas preached by Buddha, Tathagata? Buddha asked Subhuti, "Is there any Dhamma which the Tathagata has fully known as the utmost right and perfect enlightenment?" So, what does the Buddha experience? What does he know about enlightenment? What is enlightenment? The Buddha has fully known. Has the Buddha fully known as the utmost right or perfect enlightenment or not? In Japanese, enlightenment is described as described as three different chapters. One is kaku in Japanese, kaku, awareness. Second is satori. You are very familiar with this term, satori. Third is sho, S-H-O. that is usually translated as the realization. So enlightenment, broadly speaking, is to know or to be awake, to awaken to the real nature, original nature of existence. Original nature of existence is truth. According to first term, kaku awareness, this kind of enlightenment is to know, to experience the truth at the conscious level. Still that experience of enlightenment, which is called awareness, is at the conscious level. So whoever you are, if you practice Zazen, or even though you don't practice Zazen, if you do your best to take care of your life, living in peace with all sentient beings, with your best effort, at that time, wherever you are, everybody can experience awareness, which allows you to touch the core of existence. So, this is first experience everyone can do. But this experience of awareness is still at the conscious level. So, even though you understand universe, there is still some difficulties for us to know how we should put it into practice. We don't know what to do, because the experience of the universe, through the awareness, doesn't work enough appropriately in your daily living. So that is awareness. The second is Satori. The Satori is a little deeper than experience of awareness, because awareness, Satori, is that which awareness penetrates your body, your skin, muscle, bone, and marrow. So you really understand what the universe is, how all beings exist through your body and mind, skin, muscle, bone, and mouth. You understand it pretty well. So your daily living are a little bit free from difficulties, their difficulties, because you understand pretty well and you know a little bit how to practice the universe in your daily living, how to practice your the experience of Satori in your daily living. So, in your daily living, maybe your attitude gradually become very gentle, soft, compassionate to everybody. But still, this Satori is not good enough, because it is still something which is going on at the conscious level. Sometimes you handle this Satori at conscious level, sometimes you can get out of it, get out of consciousness. But still, sometimes it comes back and forth. It goes back and forth. So it's too difficult. So it's very difficult for us to experience perfect stability in your daily living. That is satori. So, usually people understand then cultivate experience of satori. Then practice the gives a chance to experience satori. Then that is final goal we are aiming at. It is not final goal, because experience satori is still something tinged. It is still tinged with something intellectual, which is going on at the present level. So, final goal is that you must be free from experience of satori. That is third one, which is called sho, S-H-O, which literally means verification, verification, verification. Verification, which is called show, is oneness with original nature of being. There is no gap between. Exactly, your daily living is perfectly in accord with original nature of existence, rhythm of nature of existence. That is the third one, is called sho, translated usually realization. This third enlightenment is the highest spiritual level, which you can be free from awareness and satori. So no trace of satori, no trace of awareness. That is called sho, H-O, verification. Because you are already one with original nature of existence, even though you don't realize. You are already right in the middle of nature of existence. So this show, by this show, original the enlightenment, your life is supported, helped constantly, regardless of whether you like or dislike. That is the total picture of existence you have. So this is enlightenment, okay? Enlightenment. That's why Buddha says, is there any Dhamma which the Tathagata has fully known as the utmost right and perfect enlightenment? This is really points out to the third show, third enlightenment, which is called show. Perfect, right, supreme enlightenment. Yes. But if you get something at the conscious level, it is not we new enlightenment, it is called awareness or satori, etc. But real satori enlightenment, which is called sho, is nothing you can get it in your hand, but you can be with it always, constantly. That is enlightenment, okay, real enlightenment. That's why if you are called Buddha, Buddha experience, the does Buddha experience enlightenment, which he has known perfectly as perfect, right, supreme enlightenment? Buddha says, no. So let's see about this right, utmost, the utmost right perfect enlightenment represented as sho in Japanese. According to the commentary by Honde, he said, Mahayanists are fond of saying that Buddha's enlightenment is not the real fact, and that likewise the Dharma preached by the Buddha should be misunderstood as a definite teaching of definite path. In the large Prajnaparamita Sutra, the theme of their chapter has been treated at much greater length. A few parallels from the version in 8,000 lines may throw light on it and show a connection with the basic doctrines of, first one, the markless of marklessness of all things. Second, the marklessness of their emptiness. Third, the marklessness of their suchness. So let's understand, let's think one by one. Dr. Kondo said, Subhuti asks, all Dhammas have therefore really not been fully known by the Tathagata? The Lord replies, it is just through their own essential nature that those Dhammas are not something definite. Their true nature is no nature, and their no nature is their true nature. For all Dhammas have one mark only, that is no mark. It is for this reason that all Dhammas have really not been fully known by the Tathagata. For there are not two natures of Dhamma, but just one single is the nature of all Dhammas. And the true nature of all Dhammas is no nature, and their no nature is their true nature. It is that all points of possible attachment are abandoned. Well, this is the explanation of first point, the matrix of all things. That means all things are based on emptiness, exactly emptiness. So emptiness means original nature of existence is that which exists constantly without any reason, without any reason. If you say, why do we exist? You have to answer, we exist to eat, we exist to work, we work to live, whatever you say. But this why, this answer to the question why doesn't hit the mark. What the original nature of existence is, because the original nature of existence is exactly emptiness. Why in Buddhism, emptiness means, that means all which I tells you, not something in vain. Emptiness is total dynamic working. The original nature of existence is constantly, totally working in dynamism, without leaving any trace, without getting any ideas. You cannot catch it. That is the original nature of existence. So if you ask yourself why you exist in this world, why you exist, why do you exist in this world as American, as a Japanese, as a Buddhist, as Christian, well, you don't understand. Of course, you can answer to this question why, but even though you answer to this, you get the answer to this question why, but that answer is not good enough. So still, there is a lot of things you don't understand. So, strictly speaking, whatever you reason, you get answer to the question why you exist in this world as a man. Before you answer to this question, or before you make answer of why, you are already absolute being. You already exist. No reason. Before you make a question, you exist already. You have to answer to this question to get answer to this reality before you make question why. So, if you try to get answer to this question why, it means that already you look at yourself objectively, running through your head without touching directly existence itself. Existence itself has no reason. Because before you make answer why, I am Karagi, I am here. I am Karagiro. Before I call myself Karagi, original nature Karagi is right now, right here. How can I explain this? So no reason. The real nature of Karagi exists without no reason. No reason. So, one of the German poets said, a rose exists without any reason. A rose blooms because it blooms. Rose exists without any reason. I think so. Rose exists without any reason. Why rose blooms in a beautiful garden, big garden, or in a small garden, or whatever? Or you say poor rose, or you say how happy you are, wonderful, happy, wonderful rose you are, whatever you say. This is coming from human speculation. Human speculation doesn't hit the mark. Existence itself of rose. Before you say whatever it is, okay, rose exists. Rose exists. Tiny flowers, poppy seed, blooms in the heart of the mountain. You say, oh poor, beautiful flowers. But this is something extra. Whatever you say, poor flower, or you are okay. Well, let's bloom there. Or you say, I don't care. Or you say, thank you very much. Blooming flower in front of me, in the heart of the mountain. Whatever you say, it doesn't hit the mark. Bullseye. Before you say, little flowers blooms in the heart of the mountain already. Letting the beautiful flower of its own life force bloom. This is life of the little flower itself. So, tiny flowers exist without any name. And this is emptiness. This is emptiness. Emptiness means anywhere no reason. With no reason, everything exists. Everything exists as it really is. And then when your consciousness starts to work and consciousness catch your existence objectively, at that time, you create lots of things. Poor, like, dislike, good, bad, whatever it is. Many things come back. So, the utmost perfect right enlightenment is the nature of existence, which exists with no reason, no reason. Beyond the affective equivalent, like, dislike, whatever it is, it exists constantly. When you understand this nature of existence, which exists without any reason, that time emptiness is represented as stability in your daily life. Stability, perfect stability. But immediately, when the consciousness starts work, consciousness always catch something objectively. Consciousness takes something in a possession of a form, always. Putting a name on it, judging, evaluating. This is characteristic of consciousness. And consciousness works only when you don't feel satisfactory. if you want to, if you want to be something in some, a certain teacher in a certain state of your life, if you don't satisfy yourself, in other words, if you see this book, start to read the book. If you understand pretty well each word, anyway, jump into your heart. Every time when you read, at that time, no gap between book and you. But if you don't understand, immediately you don't satisfy. So if you don't satisfy, there is a gap, which is called psychic crack. Psychic crack through which cold wind blows in. And then at that time, that is unsatisfaction. Then this psychic crack calls consciousness work. Do you understand? And then you say, what's that? What is this work? And then you, but you still entice yourself to continue to read. Come on, read. Okay? You want to be good Buddhist? If you want to be good Buddhist, let's read. So read, 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 again and again. Still you don't understand. So your mind continually busy. Busy, busy, busy. But when you understand that, nothing, no consciousness, no consciousness. Consciousness stops. Okay? Exactly stops. You experience in your daily life. I will sometimes trip to the Omaha by airplane. When I am in the airplane, well, my consciousness doesn't work. My consciousness completely stopped. To know where I am, or what's going on, I don't know. Just be one with airplane. But sometimes something happens, all of a sudden, when airplane is in the air pocket, boom, then, what's that? Then, at that time, I don't feel satisfied. That situation, immediately there is a gap between airplane and I. So that is psychic crack. Then cold wind blows into me. Oh my, I don't want to die. Or, if you see something through the window, immediately you can create psychic crack. Because you can see many things moving. So you see, oh, I am in the airplane. But if you are completely one with the airplane, consciousness completely stops. That's wonderful. But consciousness doesn't disappear. It's there, but it stops. Consciousness doesn't bother. So, the original nature of existence is just like a oneness, right in the middle of airplane. That's all. This is original nature of existence, in which you are present constantly. But when you don't satisfy this, immediately you create psychic crack. Consciousness starts working. Then consciousness continually works on and on. Finally, we create what is called Buddhist psychology. Huge system of Buddhist psychology, what is called Abhidhamma. Abhidhamma, huge. That's wonderful. But this is still something you play with consciousness. But this is important too. But the final, the most important point is be one with nature of existence. Because nature of existence is empty. Emptiness means no gap between you and original nature of existence. No gap. So all you have to do is you must be present. You must be present with original nature of existence. Constantly, whatever happens, under all circumstances, day after day, stand up there and you will take care of it. Then by that time, you can experience perfect stability. And then, this is called the marklessness of all things. Completely emptiness. Okay. Emptiness means no gap between you and book. You and breakfast. No gap. So all you have to do is should be find, experience stability there. Okay. In the oneness. That is emptiness, and the second is the marklessness of their emptiness. Their emptiness. If we say original nature of existence is characterized by emptiness, immediately you don't understand it. So you create psychic crack and your consciousness works and think of it, analyze it, synthesize it, what emptiness is. That means you are stuck in the realm of emptiness, in the realm of oneness. If you're stuck in the oneness, it is not oneness. It is already truth. Oneness is just one, only, not two. But if we say universe is one, we say, yes, I understand it. That is already two. Do you understand?
Do you understand?
You say, I understand. Yes, I understand. But yes, I understand is part of oneness. Yes, one real oneness is not something you understand. Oneness is real activity, which allows you to show oneness from moment to moment. This is real oneness. So even though you say, I understand, next moment you don't understand. Emptiness. I studied for many, many years about emptiness. I understand emptiness today. Next day, someone asked me from a different angle about emptiness. I don't understand. For instance, do you understand? Well, the emptiness, for you turn to Prajnaparamita. Wisdom, okay. And emptiness, or impermanence, master terms, Buddhist terms. We understand the inner sense. From a certain angle, we understand who we are. But it's not broad. If someone asks you about it from a different angle you have never seen, you don't understand it. So, even though you say, I understand it, it is not good enough. So, because still emptiness doesn't work in your day, so you pretty easily stuck in the realm of emptiness. At that time, emptiness is no longer emptiness. Emptiness is something already knowledge. So emptiness is perfectly emptiness. Perfectly emptiness is the non-core working. Okay, working. So that is mindfulness of the emptiness. So you can't live in form of emptiness. You have understood the finally. The marklessness of their emptiness means formlessness. Formlessness. That means, concretely speaking, that is openness. Openness to, what would you say? Openness to manifest. The original nature of existence. Openness to accommodate to conditioned elements, conditioned situations. Accommodate to work freely. Openness is or Straightforwardness towards the emptiness, truth, constant. So, in your daily living, if you read this book, Diamond Sutra, anyway, you have to read. This is something you want to do. If it is true, you have to read. You have to read is that your life. Anyway, your life you have to take care of. Under all circumstances, whether you like or dislike, you have to take care. If you stop it or if you give up, you cannot do it. That means you give up your desires, your hope. So if you want to do something, you have to read this, that is your life. If it is true, you have to continue to read. Continue to read. Then, in the process of reading, there are lots of experience, good or like, dislike, understand, not understand. Lots of bubbles comes up. Okay? Pop up. Bubble comes up and pop up. Next moment, different bubbles comes up and pop. Always there. But whatever kind of bubbles you can see, all you have to do is don't not to leave any form of a certain bubble. Or I see this bubble, or I see that bubble. You stop there. But don't stop there. Just see the bubble. But basically all you have to do is to be stable, to be stable in the realm of emptiness. Okay. In the stable stability in the realm of emptiness is very basic attitude towards human life. Okay. Continue to read. That means practice. Continue to read. Continue to read. Okay. Like, okay. Dislike, okay. Comes up, disappears, comes up. But basically, your practice is just going on, That is stability. If you continue to do this, that life is very stable. Okay. That is marklessness of emptiness, formlessness, openness. Anyway, continually, your heart, your mind must be open. To a sense of like, or to a sense of dislike, or a sense of good, a sense of evil, or right, or wrong, or feeling good, feeling not good, uncomfortable, or uncomfortable, or present, or unpleasant, whatever it is. Anyway, openness. Openness is formlessness. fulfills the marchlessness of satya, of the satya. So finally, okay, finally, all you have to do is just continue to it. Just continue to it. That is, which is called obedience. Okay. Just to follow. Okay. Just to follow. Okay. Just to follow the light. Well, everyone has karmic life. Well, this karmic life is complete beyond Gurubhati right along. But whatever kind of karmic life, well, you should totally accept karmic life. If you totally accept karmic life and really take care of your daily living, okay? Moving toward the future, planting good seeds for the future, at that time, karmic life, what you have accumulated will disappear in natural. Because you continue to plant good seeds for future life, okay? Day after day. So, karmic life, what you have accumulated, will disappear. Okay. So, important point is, don't be obsessed, okay, with the idea of karmic life. You have understood. But if it is necessary, well, just accept. Accept. If you cannot escape from it, just accept. But if you think, I don't like meditation, or I like medication, or I don't know, or I don't know what medication is good or bad regimen. If you think so, you are like a really unstable. So if your life is very unstable, it's pretty difficult for us to get the chance to plant a good seed from day to day toward future. Okay? So if there is no escape from medication, you should accept it. And important point, if you do it, you really feel relief. Then you feel really relieved, you can be one with your life. Okay? With your life. If you be one with your life, I told you before, there is no psychic crack. If you create psychic crack, I don't like medication, or I like medication, or I don't know whether it is good or bad. But this is already creation of psychic crack. If it is necessary, okay, decide it. Then maybe medication hurts your body and mind. Well, it is not all right, but it is not okay, but it is not bad. But still, there is a chance to take care of your life with your best. Okay? Yes, it is. So, right in the middle of medication, okay, still there is a chance to take care of your life with your best, planting good seed towards future. Okay? At that time, there is no chance to create psychic crack. You become one with your life. Okay? If it is true, you feel good. You feel relieved. That is for them the marklessness of their suchness. So marklessness of suchness, their suchness means obedience. Obedience means just to follow. Just to follow means flower the rose bloom because it blooms. grows, blooms, just to bloom. No leaves, no leaves. Why do you exist in this world? I don't know. I don't know means not I don't know. I don't know means I know and I don't know. I don't know means completely to accept total picture of I don't know or what you don't know, what you don't you know. But then why do you exist? Why do you live in this world? To live to work? You live to work, or you work to live, or you live, you make money to live, or you live to make money, what to live, or you live to be happy, whatever it is. It doesn't hit the mind. That is a second part of the purpose of your life. The main purpose, total purpose of your life is knowing. Just to live, knowing. That's why the truth to live is just to live. Just to live. That's why German poet says, the laws exist without any reason. And finally, the marklessness of the attachment is you should throw away without any reason. Okay? Without any reason. Then finally, laws, rules. Just to do. Just to do. If you say, Karagiri exists without any name, this is still logical explanation. Based on, according to philosophical understanding, which is called emptiness. So, original nature of Karagiri is complete emptiness. So, I exist with anything. This is to logical explanation. The second, mouthlessness of emptiness. That means formlessness. Openness means throw away, turn without anything. That time, third, you can just move. Just blue, to blue. This is emptiness. If you understand Buddha, Buddha experienced this enlightenment. Okay, this enlightenment. That's why Subhuti says the Dharma which the Tathagata has fully known or demonstrated, it cannot be grasped. Cannot be grasped. If there is, if inside is something you can grasp, okay, which is called emptiness or no emptiness, okay, or neutral between emptiness or no emptiness, that is still something you can grasp. So, original nature of existence is completely the absolute. Absolute is one. One. Just one. So one is not something you can think or you can grasp. When you think, when you experience, when you get it, it is only two. Okay? That's what religion, all religion speaks about truth. Okay? But truth, many kinds of truth. Many kinds of things. Because we fight each other with, okay, according to many, many kinds of truth. Buddhism is right. Christianity is right. Buddhism is crazy. Or a lot of things. But Buddhism, Christianity explains about the truth. The truth is exactly one. One means nothing to get grasp. So, And it cannot be grasped, it cannot be talked about. It cannot be talked about. But to talk is very important. To talk. Because to the activity you talk comes from original nature of your essence. Otherwise you cannot talk. Otherwise you cannot talk about the truth. About the truth. But to the activity to talk is aiming at so high spiritual level, always aiming. So words can't reach there. But a talk itself, the opportunity to talk itself, coming from original nature of the self, the existence, aims at high spiritual level. Words cannot reach. But that's why there is some confusion. This is work. But activity I talk about, emptiness, is not work. Emptiness itself. Because word is already emptiness. And subject I am talking is also emptiness. So I am not talking about emptiness, I can see object. Okay? That is a word. That is a word. I am talking about emptiness. I myself is empty source. And words also are emptiness. Order. So, emptiness. I have to talk about emptiness. Okay? I have to talk. But to talk is important. Not what. Not what. But most people are completely cheated by the word. If I say emptiness, I don't like it.
I don't like it.
Because emptiness is negative. But emptiness is pretty nice. Completely emptiness is the emptiness denied. Why I exist? Why I exist? Why roles exist? Completely denied. That negation leads you to touch the exact core of existence of roles itself. That is negation. That's the emptiness. So emptiness is very important for us. Our positive, affirmative term is, I told you, stability, okay? Stability. Or dignity, majority. Okay? Majority or spiritual security. That is emptiness. Through the emptiness, you can really experience spiritual security or stability. Perfect stability. So, it cannot be talked about, it is neither a dharma nor a no dharma. Dharma is truth. Okay? Dharma is truth or teaching, so whatever it is. Okay? Dharma is understood as a truth. Truth is, anyway, truth. But that truth you understand is not real truth. Because truth has no mark of its own. No mark. That is emptiness. So truth cannot be described by a word. So you cannot describe a truth as a truth or no truth. Like if a truth is emptiness, you say, no truth. But natural tree is already something. It's not empty. So you are because you are stuck there. That means any it's no longer empty. So whatever you think, Dharma is emptiness or Dharma is not emptiness. All are something extra. Emptiness is completely absolute. So, next, and why? Because an absolute exalts the holy person. Exalts. Okay. That is the absolute, the original nature of existence, anyway, exalts your life. Your life. Under all circumstances, whatever you think, like or dislike, this absolute. Takes care of you. Takes care of you. So, the commentary, in comment by Dr. Conde, says the absolute is literally the unconditioned, and according to Bas Bandhu, it means here that which cannot be discriminated. The absolute or that truth is unconditioned, the unconditioned. The unconditioned. What unconditioned? The unconditioned means the truth. Something that which exists with no reason. No reason. That is something which always exists. Stability, stable, okay? Instability, imperfect stability, okay? Constantly, that is absolute. So, the unrelated, the unconditioned. It means that here, that which cannot be discriminated with an obvious and deliberate disregard for logic, the sutra claims that this unrelated absolute can enter into a relation with certain persons. This is a difficult idea, and a difficult word is chosen to express it. Exalt, the word contains a great wealth of meaning, and exalt is the best I can do. One could also say are glorified by, draw their strength from, all their distinction to, or derive their dignity from. The idea is that the holy persons have arisen from the unconditioned, have been produced from it, are brought forth by it. So, the absolute, and the unconditioned, the original nature, existence, in healing, in all beings. Exalt your life, basically. Exalt, basically. Giving the encouragement to you, giving the strength to you, giving the dignity to you, constantly. This is absolute. So, from this point, we are already right in the middle of this. All we have to do is just continually be present with this absolute. Absolute means completely speaking, under all circumstances, as much as possible, stand up straight and with stability. Stability, confidence. your consciousness tells you whatever it is, you are good boy or bad boy, whatever it is, anyway, it should be stable, stand up, okay, straight. Continue to take care of your life. Then, finally, you can really experience what is called spiritual protection.
Of all things, of their emptiness and of their suchness, are those the three aspects of emptiness, or are the three aspects of
truth? Karma, enlightenment. The utmost, a right, perfect enlightenment.
Good way of putting it, the everything is within emptiness and emptiness is within everything.
Emptiness is everything, everything is
no,
emptiness?
Everything is within emptiness and emptiness is within everything.
Not with.
Within.
Not within. Everything is emptiness. It is exactly emptiness, not within, not with, not in, not on. That's why you can be about it over years, and you should be appreciated. You have been survived for 25 years, for 26 years, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
Well, you should be appreciated. Because you are already empty.
Okay.
Then we have opening ceremony of new temple, September 9th. So they need a lot of help. I want to. I want to get some volunteers to help Oma Sensei with before opening ceremony. There are lots of people. So Sani is already on the bulletin board in the basement. So maybe I want to organize the two crews of volunteers. One weekend and second weekend. One crew going a certain weekend, the other some other weekend. So please sign up. Don't sit in the bulletin board. I don't know when. It depends on the number. advance.